Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
If you told Stephen Colbert as a teenager that one day the former president of the United States would be standing trial for paying off a porn star, that young man would have said, "You have porn? Can I trade you? I found a Sears catalog in a tree stump in the woods."
Ah. Karen in Chicago is correct. I need to go to comedians to get my news now. They're the only ones actually telling the truth. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Stephen Colbert. Went on to say...
You see, Trump's lawyers, they argued that he can't get a fair trial in Manhattan, so the judge should postpone the trial indefinitely while they seek a change of venue. Nope. Sorry, it's wedding rules. You put down the venue deposit, you're getting married in a rustic barn. Okay, that's how it is. You sign the thing. I don't care. I don't care that all of a sudden your fiance is worried about his allergies. Too bad, Derek. Take a Zyrtec and put on the damn tux.
And one last one, Colbert.
Your Honor, it is only fair that our client be judged by an impartial jury who know nothing about the events in America over the last 9 years. Might I recommend 12 confused men who were dropped off in a forest as infants and then raised by wolves? Or, if they're not available, could we acquire some clone babies that have been rapidly aged in some sort of machine and then released into the jury box? Oh, they think he's guilty too? Okay.
Hooray. Okay, Midas Touch reminds us, just in, Trump's 10th attempt to delay his trial has failed. Mm-hmm. For the first time in his life, he will be in court every day, all day, in a criminal jury trial on Monday. Although it's only, Thursday today.
Yes.
How many more tactics do you feel?
$70 billion.
Wolverines ate his fingertips.
He will come up with something.
Yeah.
He will.
His dog ate his homework.
Right. Medical emergency.
He doesn't a dog.
That's true. He doesn't like them.
Yeah.
Maybe he will get one just so he can say that
the dog ate his
discovery.
Right.
It ate its homework like a dog.
Like a dog. It ate the evidence like a dog. And now it can't get a trial like a dog.
Funny.
Don't get us started on how many things are not like a dog.
Right. He says.
Dogs don't sweat. Dogs don't get fired. Okay. So, it is only Thursday, which in Trump, how many years in Trump years is Monday from now?
It's so many.
Like dog years. Speaking like a dog.
Like a dog.
Like dog years.
Yeah. It's years like a dog.
But, you know, it just can't be said enough. No innocent person in the world ever that wants to be cleared, if this is really witch hunt hoax, let's get on with it. Mm-hmm. It's because he knows. He knows it's not. He knows who the witnesses are. He knows what they're going to say. Mm-hmm. He knows how damning it is. He sees all the same polling we see. Mm-hmm. Where was the... one poll I just saw. Oh, here it is. New polling from Ipsos shows 64% of registered voters believe Donald Trump's hush money case is a serious concern. This is a huge reason why Trump won't be elected president. Americans don't want a criminal in chief. He sees that same polling, that if he's convicted, his numbers go down. They're panicking about the abortion polling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just say, if anything is more despicable than what Republicans are doing on abortion. It's that they're trying to lie to the American people about it now, like we're stupid, mm-hmm. right? Yep. Like they're panicking and, oh, no, no, we're against this. No, you're not against this.
CNN did a survey this morning of the number of times that Donald Trump has changed his mind on abortion.
Yeah.
17 times yes. over the last 25 years.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. They're in a panic. Again, he yep. sees the same polling we see.
Yep.
And now it is so transparent and despicable that they're trying to, you know, trick voters into thinking somehow they're moderating. It's like he just said, let the states decide. And now they're like, oh, my God, Arizona and Florida and Alabama, they're crazy. They're, uh-huh. And no, he will absolutely sign a national ban. This is a new layer of despicable, in my opinion. Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity. And what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Yeah, Jay Neudberger, to your point, Chris, Trump, tweets, Trump turns into Sybil when describing his position on abortion. Trump, states' rights, Trump, pro-life, Trump, punish women, Trump, 15 weeks, Trump, Arizona went too far, Trump, I killed Roe v. Wade, Trump, 16 weeks, Trump, mommy, I want a sister, Trump, Democrats want to kill babies after 9 months. I mean, like every other topic, he makes no sense at all.
Trump's right? Like Sybil? So when does he hold his water?
And well, he obviously does.
Somebody
it.
Does
he
it
has
for
a because he has a diaper. We'll talk to Noel Kessler about that
yes, we
in
will.
Hour three.
Ooh, that's a good tease. Wow.
He's a special treat. Noel Kessler, we get all the good. Oh, by the way, speaking of projection, did you see that Trump also recently said that Biden pooped the Resolute desk?
Yeah.
It's always projection because I can't hear the stories enough about how they had to do diaper changes on yeah. the set of The oh, Apprentice yeah. because... drug abuse and poopy diaper, and he just accused Biden of being on cocaine and also of pooping. He said he soiled the Resolute desk, beautiful desk, the Resolute desk. He soiled it literally, meaning he, mm-hmm. yeah, he, yeah, the desk, mm-hmm. which, right, again, projecting.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, this is my favorite. No, no, she twint. tweeted, this election feels like one of the Jurassic Park sequels where Biden people are like, hey, let's not try this again because the last time the dinosaurs got loose and people refusing to vote are like, well, maybe the dinosaurs won't get loose this time.
Mm-hmm. That's literally the plot of Jurassic World.
Yep.
Maybe it won't be so bad this time. No, no, no.
Yeah.
It'll be 11 billion times worse.
Yeah. We'll build a bigger yeah. dinosaur and it
yeah.
won't get out this
yeah.
time.
Yeah, even Liz Cheney, lizard, our velociraptor won't be of any help. He's just going to get eaten by the T-Rex.
Well, yeah.
Right? Yeah, right.
Set a goat out for her.
Yes. Where is Bob Schooley? The absurdity of a rapist trying to come up with an electable stance on women's bodily autonomy, and then the New York Times trying to somehow find some equivalent to that absurdity on the other side. Oh, my God. Thank you. Twitter comedians, it's the only thing I can write. I can get my head around what we're all going through collectively together. Oh, my now warning. Sure, it would be for John Bolton, who remains an idiot with a stupid mustache. Okay, but Nicole Wallace...
Now a warning?
Oh, we were having a thing on Twitter about what time cocktail hour starts. And yeah. I said, I feel like Nicole wants me to drink mommy juice with her. Anyway, my point is... I thought she pushed back, you know. And again, I get there's a debate about why you even have these people on. Because he's such a moron. But she pushed back. Like, how do you square saying what an existential threat to the world and democracy Donald Trump is? And you're going to, he said he's going to, you know, he said he's going to write in Dick Cheney.
He wrote in Dick Cheney in 2020.
Yes, that's what he said. Yeah. And he's going to write in Dick Cheney again. Yep. Because, you know, who's younger and more healthy and certainly, well, take that, Joe Biden, on that age argument.
Last time I saw Dick Cheney, he didn't look too good.
No, he had one heart transplant.
Yeah.
But what a ridiculous, you know what? Chris, with the end of democracy, it's not funny. And it's not cute. Oh, we wrote in Mickey Mouse. Oh, I'm going to yeah. Oh, my God. It's just, and if anyone, all other books need to be called Now Warning. Because I'm like, really?
Now
so you're warning us?
Warning?
But you're not going to help. You're going to actively, because he knows that any vote not for Biden is for Trump. And it's just, it's so, okay. Anyway, I thought Nicole did a great job pushing back.
That is a ridiculous mustache. It looks like he drank a milkshake.
I know, you just want to sip.
Well, no,
oh, that was Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb.
We need to get him in the same room at the same time. It just snip.
Stupid curls on the end.
Yeah, snip.
Snip.
Yeah. Okay. It is very Snidely Whiplash.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how you know the bad guy.
He is a cartoon villain.
Right. Anyone that would work for Trump has that ridiculous Snidely Whiplash. Yeah.
But we're still paying attention to him.
Yeah. You
even
feel like
a cartoon villain.
You feel like someone's going to say, I can't pay the rent. You must pay the rent. I can't pay the rent. Okay. And then
my hero.
And then tie all women to the railroad tracks, which is what they're doing, basically. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Where was I?
I have no idea.
Yes, Bob again. Trump is responsible for killing Roe v. Wade. What possible difference could it make what he has to say about it now? It's like seeking out Mark David Chapman's favorite Beatles songs. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
And thank you.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, again, we turn to the comedians. 16, Jimmy Kimmel on this whole absurdity.
This is now upsetting a lot of his supporters, including Senator Lindsey Graham, who said Trump's making a mistake. And that is not the kind of thing Trump likes to hear from his pals. So he lashed out. He wrote, I blame myself for Lindsey Graham because the only reason he won in the great state of South Carolina is because I endorse him. And then he got it from his former vice poodle, too. Mike Pence wrote, Trump's retreat on the right to life is a slap in the face to the millions of pro-life Americans who voted for him.
Yeah, his vice poodle. His vice poodle. That's funny. I haven't heard that one yet. And Seth Meyers on this same topic, on abortion rights.
After former President Trump said yesterday he does not support a national abortion ban, President Biden told supporters, quote, if they put one on his desk, he said he'd sign it. Yeah, but that's only because Trump is in permanent autograph mode. You could put a dead bird on his desk and he'd say, who should I make it out to?
This is true.
It's exactly right. Oh, my God. Do not be fooled by this panic. Okay. Oh, Barbara Streisand. You've got to have Barbara Streisand chime in. She said Donald Trump's abortion statement yesterday wasn't just hyperbole or disinformation. It was a clear, open lie. The major media just refused once again to call his lies mm-hmm. a lie. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Because you know what? We're people who need people. You know what I'm saying? People. I just like when we...
People.
Who need...
People.
This makes me laugh. People.
People.
Who need...
People.
Who need people.
Right. People who need...
People.
Okay,
people.
All right. That just makes me laugh. The way he says, purple. Purple. We're people who need other people who believe in democracy, people. What do you think about that, people? People.
People.
On the machine here, it's yes. spelled Trump peephole.
Peephole?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sean put that there.
Close enough. Stephen Beschloss, echoing my point, Trump keeps trying new ploys to delay his trial next week. Don't innocent people want the chance to prove their innocence? Yes, he knows he's guilty in every single one of these trials. I mean, wouldn't you think that's easily understandable, that someone this desperate to stop this from happening at all? Wouldn't you even think there's a portion of his electorate that goes like, well, if this is everything he says and witch hunt and blah, 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 why wouldn't he want to go ahead? Let's hear all the hoax witch hunt testimony, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that makes too much sense.
Right. I'm sorry. Did I stutter into making? Okay. All right. Okay. So Noel Castler for the hour. Yep. We have Carl Frisch. Oh, wait. I forgot about this story real quick. This reminds me of us.
Oh.
A U.S. Navy and Coast Guard operation on Tuesday rescued three mariners stranded on a tiny Pacific island for more than a week after the trio spelled out help using palm fronds
on the beach. Island.
Thing of Michigan. Also turned into an unexpected family reunion. One of the first rescuers turned out to be a third cousin and then the fourth cousins
right.
of the... Let's go on a 3-hour tour on our next vacation, you guys. Wouldn't that be fun? You have to be Ginger. I'm Marianne. The producer no, too. I'll be Mrs. Howell. The voice deity
and his I'm Gilligan.
Of course. The news girl star. And Gilligan, if he has nothing to do but work out on the island.
They were just lucky there was fresh water.
Yeah.
Right?
Available.
Exactly, in a well.
They were very lucky.
Yeah. Chris is Gilligan, but Gilligan if he was like bench pressing palm trees for the entire week.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
The professor made me a weight set.
Right.
Out of coconut.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Right. And then maybe you ate three of the original Gilligans to get to your current size.
Sure.
All right.